plan to restore blanket bogs in the northwest, already underway in County Mayo, extending to counties Donegal and Sligo from today with the help of €20 million, all part of National Biodiversity Week, which starts today. A climate and biodiversity emergency was declared here in the Dáil 3 years ago. Minister of State for Heritage and Green TD Malcolm Noonan is with us. Malcolm Noonan, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
What is the Wild Atlantic Nature Project then, and what are you asking farmers and landowners in the northwest to do?
Well, Wild Atlantic Nature is an upland blanket bog restoration project, as you said, €20 million, a 9-year project funded by the EU Life Programme and coordinated by our Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. And it really brings a lot of environmental and social benefits to farmers, and we'll be asking farmers to, and we're working with farmers, as you said, in Mayo. We've already started, 150 farmers are on board, and these are what we called results-based payment schemes, where they're paid for higher quality biodiversity. Very simple scheme where you have a scorecard, and the higher levels of activities and biodiversity features on the sites will give them a higher payment. So it's a very good scheme, but there are added features to the scheme as well around the control of rhododendron around the area as well, and just the broader social benefits around community knowledge and exchange, the community outreach. So these life projects are really beneficial to local communities, notwithstanding the money that comes in through the payments, but also the wider cooperation and coordination around biodiversity in the area. So it's a really exciting day and a great start to Biodiversity Week.
How much will you pay them?
Well, the payments are based, as I said, on the higher scores that they get for biodiversity features. So it's a simple enough system, and really this is about trying to ensure that we get a high biodiversity value.
Can you give an example of what you could do and what you get paid for it?
Well, I think it's really around adding to features in terms of the rewetting of the bogs and in trying to ensure that the bog habitats are in good condition. And I think that's bit of a minefield in terms of just the broader section of the work. But these types of results-based payment schemes, they started about 15-20 years ago in the Burren by Brendan Dunford on the Burren Life Programme, and they're now being rolled out on a much broader basis. We see them as a really good way of working with the farming community.
So Are we talking hundreds of euro, thousands of euro, tens of thousands of euro?
Well, it's, as I said, it's a €20 million project over a 9-year period. So it's we're trying to work from Donegal right down through Mayo into Sligo and Galway as well. So it's a really broad range of a project. And as I said, there are much broader social and economic benefits to the local community as well.
The last National Biodiversity Action Plan, it ran out last year. How many of the targets were met?
We had there was a significant challenge. We got a report back from the Biodiversity Forum, which oversees the implementation of the National Biodiversity Action Plan, and there was a significant challenge there. There's no doubt, and we know now that the next Biodiversity Action Plan has to be targeted, has to be ambitious, has to be resourced. So we put in significant resources in for biodiversity through the National Parks and Wildlife Service and the action plan that I've launched a number of weeks ago. So we now know that we're in a much better position to deliver on biodiversity over the next 5 and 10 years. And separate to that, the Biodiversity Citizens Assembly is starting today, so that's going to inform the work of the next National Biodiversity Action Plan as well.
How many of the targets were met in the last plan?
I don't have the figure to hand, but we did get significant criticism from the Biodiversity Forum about failure to meet targets, and I think that's why we're determined to really be ambitious for this plan. And again, the resources
will be ready.
It's in draft form, and as I said, the Biodiversity Forum and the Biodiversity Citizens Assembly will feed into it, and we should have it completed towards the end of this year.
Will your party colleague separately, Minister of State, Minister Catherine Martin, will she now support the plan for the new National Maternity Hospital? Have her concerns been addressed enough for her to support the plan?
I think we've had really good engagement this week, Gavin, in relation to the presentation at the Health Committee. And I think there are some really good guarantees put in place there. The memo that Minister Donnelly brought to Cabinet, ensuring that legally permissible services will be brought to the NMNH. I think it's critically important that government makes a decision on this for women's health, for the professionals working in the National Maternity Hospital and for newborn babies.
Yes,
and I think it's from
but
that point
Minister,
of view,
specifically
it's really important.
Specifically to the question, apologies, because we are short of time, will your party colleague Minister Catherine Martin support the plan now?
Again, I'm hopeful that the Cabinet will make a decision on this next week. I think it's really important we move forward with it. I don't, to be honest. I think it's really important. I do think it's important that a decision is made, and I hope that decision will be made next week.
Would, as being reported by the Irish Times this morning, a clarification of the term clinically appropriate, would that help?
I think there's been good clarification this week, as I said, through the committee presentations this week.
And you've made that point. Would clarification of that term help?
Let's see what transpires next week. I think, as I said, it's vitally important that we move forward, and it's a collective cabinet decision at the end of the day. Okay. And I think Cabinet will make the right decision.
Malcolm Noonan, Minister of State for Heritage and Green TD, thank you very much for joining us.